Oh. your house, and our hearts, our breath, our pace, our silence, everything about us is magnifying your extraordinary name. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you for renewed strength. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for your empowering grace. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. And because you are with us, thank you, Father, that nothing can derail us. We are in your hands, tattooed into your palm. Therefore, we cannot be taken from you. We belong solely to you. We are the very apple of your eyes. And Lord, oh God, we thank you that we are your temple. And you abide in this, your temple. You have not vacated your temple. You are in us, with us. And Lord, oh God, because you are in us, we can boldly say, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Thank you, Father, that this sanctified temple does not cohabit you and sickness, you and lack, you and whatever else is not of you, but we are fully filled with your everlasting word, and your word in us is creating good, is embracing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And therefore we have long life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you this evening. Before I go any further, next Wednesday will be preempted. We'll not have Bible study next Wednesday. Reason being, we're just going to be finishing two special days, Yom Kippur, and by the Friday, we're going to start 7 days of meetings. So we're going to give our team a break, because they are not only ministering during the time of service, they come during the week. As we were doing today, we had a program that we're airing today, and they are always here serving and working. So we'll want to have them have a break. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I do hope that you're praying for Mama and I. You know, it's non-stop almost for us. Not just ministering here, but ministering in other settings also. but God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, we are in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. We worked up to verse 8, and so verse 9 is our takeoff point today. But leading to the 9th verse, what we did have is that the Word of God says to us that we should do everything to get wisdom. And it stresses that over and over. It says wisdom is the principal thing, the foundational thing. You got to have that. And while you're getting wisdom, it says, in all of that getting, make certain that you get understanding. Understanding ultimately is the application of that which you know, which you are doing, and having the tenets or the method of operation of whatever information you're looking at, having an understanding of it. For example, when you have understanding, you are able to think outside the box. I would like to, how do I do this? Okay, I'll figure it out. For example, let's say you're going to have to use your imagination. Let's say, for example, I have 6 bottles or cups. 6 of them. The first 3 are full. The next 3 are empty. And I say to you, I want you to, with one move, just one move, not 2 moves, one move, make certain that this, remember, these are 3 full ones and these are 3 empty ones. Make it that the sequence is 1 full, 1 empty, 1 full, 1 empty, 1 full, 1 empty. How would you do that? You have 3 bottles here and you can only make 1 move. You know, if you're thinking only in one sense, that becomes very, very impossible. You don't see the way out. You will be here for the next 2 days trying to figure it out. But it's a simple solution, very easy. Absolutely easy to do. That is, if you understand the question, and the question is 1 full, 1 empty sequence, and you can make only 1 move. If you understand, it's bang, done. Now, who has the answer to it? You have the answer? Anybody else has the answer to it? You do? Okay. Let me get the answer. Let me get the answer from you. Huh? Ask somebody else? Oh, no, that won't work. What's the answer? Empty bottle number 2 into bottle number 5. There. Easy. You know why you got it? You understood the question. And you did not allow the limitation of what you see to shut you down. You take this bottle, empty it. So now it is bottle full, bottle empty, bottle full, bottle empty, bottle full, bottle empty, and you put the empty bottle back here. Capish? That's good. Okay? Now, that's what understanding does. Understanding brings you to that place when you have wisdom and you have understanding. Because it says, in all of your getting, get understanding. When you have understanding, you do not allow the issue that is facing you to block you. You go outside of it. You have an understanding of the question. 1 full, 1 empty. So this one has to be empty. Right? And then it's another full. But this one is already empty because it's 3 empties here. So this got to be filled. And the problem is solved. just like that. That's understanding. Praise the Lord. So God is saying to us, in everything that you're doing, have an understanding. But what does that mean ultimately? Understand the problem that is presented to you. Understand. And when you understand, you come up with a solution faster than anybody else. You cut through it. Because God's grace is sufficient. Amen? Then it says, exalt her and she shall promote thee. Wisdom and understanding will promote you. Why does wisdom and understanding promote you? Because it makes you a problem solver. And the issue of breakthroughs for people today is problem solving. If you're a problem solver, you are going to go places. Everything is about problem solving. It doesn't matter whether it's in engineering or in medicine or in politics or whatever else. If you can solve problems, bring solutions to the table, it will elevate you. Amen? Now, there's a caveat to that. The one thing that makes your wisdom and understanding to be irrelevant in benefiting you is poverty. Poverty. In fact, here in Proverbs, as we go deeper, we're going to hear about the person, the wise man, who had a solution to the issues that a community, a city, a nation was facing, but nobody listened to him because he was poor. That's why, as God's people, we cannot afford to be poor. So what does the Word of God say as we head down in Proverbs? We're going to come to it. It says, the defense of God is wisdom and money. If God gives you wisdom, money will come with it. Because wisdom without money, resources, is totally frustrating. It's diminishing. It doesn't help you. So what does the Word of God say to us? It says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. Grace being an enablement from God. Hallelujah. Now, the the word that is used for grace here is not the word hesed, which is the word generally used for grace. It's a different word. And this word is the word ken. Ken. If you are going to spell it in English, you will spell it like K-H-A-N-E. In the Hebrew, it's like C-H-E-N, but the pronunciation. You get it? It is favor. It is the graciousness of God. It's God bringing precious, pleasant things into your life. So God's word says, when you have wisdom and understanding, that's going to happen. Your head, you're going to have a crown, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Shall she deliver to thee? It will be delivered to you. So what is it that I must pray then? I must pray and ask God with thanksgiving for his wisdom and his understanding. Because this is the way that a lot of problems, a lot of things that I might be asking God to do is automatically resolved, that I don't waste my time doing that.
It brings it to you. It provides it to you. And the thing about wisdom and understanding is that you will see clearly when the opportunity is given to you. Many times opportunities come our way and we miss it. We miss it. You don't see the benefit of it. But somebody who has wisdom and understanding will see all the amazing things that is in there. It's like being married and you cannot appreciate the husband or the wife that you've got. But somebody else appreciates, they can see all the amazing things about your husband or about your wife, all the amazing qualities. But wisdom and understanding not being there, you don't get it. So the word of God says, hey, learn your wife so you can get the full benefit of it, of her life and her testimony. Things are going to come into your life, delivered to you, handed over to you, because of the presence of wisdom and understanding. So he goes on and says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Hear it. Hear what I'm saying to you. This is like the Lord Jesus Christ saying, verily, verily, I say unto you. He's saying, listen now, listen. Get this point now. Receive my sayings. And the years of thy life shall be many. The years of thy life shall be many. In other words, you're going to live long. So what is this? What is connected to living a long life and a prosperous life? Honoring your father and your mother. So when it says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, it says, honor. Pay attention and honor. Don't look at me like, oh, this old man, you've outdated. No, no. What I'm saying to you may not make all kinds of sense with your Google life, but listen up. Because when you have understanding, you will apply that wisdom in every setting that you find yourself. It doesn't matter where you are. Somehow, you get to the top. Now, part of what undermines wisdom, I said poverty initially, which is the case. But the second thing that will undermine wisdom in your life is unforgiveness, strife, bitterness. So in James, it will say, this wisdom is not from the Lord. It's not a wisdom that comes from above. When you have bitterness and strife and unforgiveness in there, that's not wisdom, that's coming from above. It's going to destroy whatever it is that you think you're trying to do. So we go on and says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. In other words, your path is not going to be narrowed. Okay? You're not going to be in a fix. And when you're running, you're not going to stumble, because you have wisdom and you have understanding. And the application of that wisdom and that understanding is going to make it possible for your path to be wider, not narrowed, and for you to be able to run and not stumble. The Word of God tells us that part of that is waiting on the Lord. He says, They that wait upon the Lord shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. God intends for us to acknowledge Him, give Him honor, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. And when God is directing your path, He will not take you through paths that will cause you to stumble, because He's going to be a lamp, a light on your pathway, because you're listening to Him, you're following His instruction. God says, do this, that's what you do. You might not know what the benefit is right now, but just do what He said. So many things God has asked me to do through the years, I do it. I don't know what came out of it, but I just did it. But what it is that God is like drip, 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 and just little drips will fill a bucket. God asks you to do this, you do it. What He's doing, He's building steps. You think nothing has changed until, oh, look at where I am. Look at where I am. How did I get here? All of those acts of obedience. All of those acts of obedience. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is in the temple, and they acknowledge that He was a wise young man. How did they acknowledge that? Not just by what He said, but by the questions He asked. And part of our growth is in asking questions. When you're asking questions, you broaden your mind. You broaden the way of life. You broaden your access. You broaden things for yourself. And you don't get tripped so easily, because you're asking questions. Children, many times we are hard on children, you know, because they have a three-letter word that they're always pushing in front of you. Why? And you give another answer and say, why? And then another answer, oh, why? But you know the amazing thing about those why questions? They reveal your ignorance. That's why we get frustrated with it. you've crammed things in your life and just believe things but never asked any questions, so you don't understand. And this kid is busy poking at you. why, and you don't want to hear that. But the reality is, a child that's busy asking you why questions is grasping and grabbing knowledge. And the thing about it is that it's like the Psalms say. It says, I'm more knowledgeable or wiser than my teachers. The young kid that is busy doing IT stuff and creating apps and is building structures is doing it based on the application of wisdom. And that wisdom is collective. It's gotten from all kinds of places, from all kinds of people. And now, many times, the teacher becomes the student. Because the student that he was teaching is not just pulling applications from here, but from there, researching, and in the process of researching is coming up with new ideas. So somebody who might write a doctorate, put out a doctorate thesis or whatever, and whatever it is that he comes up with, even though his prof is grading him, the prof is learning from it. And the prof is able to grade that student, that doctorate student, based on what he knows that is foundational to whatever it is that this student is coming up now with. And he begins to evaluate what he's saying based on what he knows. And he's getting stretched, and now he grows to that same level. But that student, because he's grown to this particular level and knows what to do, keeps on growing. That's how we've gone to the moon. We went to the moon based on somebody grasping knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I can use this phone to talk to somebody in Timbuktu. I can see the person in Timbuktu if I go to a video link. How is that possible? Application. So, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying that the greatest problem that's faced us as the body of Christ, as a church, is that we've not learned the power of application, having understanding of the things of God. And one of the quests of my life is to find out, while I'm teaching right now and other times, how does this work? How does it work? I bring this. Oh, wow, that's how this works. Now I know. Now I have to follow through with that which I know. But the problem many times is we know things and we go to a default setting of what we used to know, not now what we now know by revelation. And so we're stuck. We're just stuck. For 2,000 years, we're stuck. And we're so stuck that we have people who now start teaching, well, the gifts of the Holy Spirit were for the early church. Miracles are for the early church. Because they don't continue. Say, okay, why did we fail? Einstein, before he got that ball, that light on there, experimented, I don't know, close to 1,000 times, failed, and then he got it. But if you were to ask him, he will say, I never failed. What do you mean you never failed? That didn't work and that didn't work. No, I know what won't work. So that was not wasted. And finally, when I get to that which works, I can keep on recreating what works. The same thing for us. Why did I pray and nothing happened? God's word says, if I ask, I will receive. What am I doing wrong? Lord, reveal to me what I'm doing wrong. And God will reveal it to us. And then there's no stumbling. Why do I speak in tongues? What is tongues about? Well, tongues is connected to all the words that God put inside of you by His Spirit when He breathed into you. So when you speak in tongues, you are engaging with the employed words that God put inside of you. And through those words, you speak in mysteries. You're no longer speaking with what you know with your natural mind. You're speaking by the Spirit, Spirit to Spirit. The words that I speak, they are Spirit and they are life. I put words inside of you. Open your mouth, release those words, and things begin to happen. So I'm not here to remind God about my problems. I'm here to say what He has already said inside of me as a solution to my problem that I'm facing today or tomorrow or next week or next year. Because the answer, the solution is already inside here. Just like it was in Him when He said, "Let there be light." Praise the Lord. He says, so take fast hold of instruction. You have instruction, take a hold on it. Hold on to it. Don't let her go. For she is the life. The thing is too many times we don't follow the instruction of God. God gives an instruction. Says do this, we will care less. And so we get stuck where we are. But the interesting thing, remember what I said earlier, God, and I've said to us for years now, God breathed His word into man and man became a living soul. Guess what? That word that God breathed into man, which makes that man a living soul, was breathed into every man. He is the light that lighteth everyone that comes into the world. John 1. Yeah? He's the Word. And He's the light that lights everyone that comes into the world. It doesn't matter whether the person is Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, whatever it is that you are, the Word of God, the creative force of God, is breathed into every man. Now, Satan comes and wants to dislodge whatever God has put into man. And so man begins to fail. But any man, it doesn't matter what religion you belong to. Any man who will follow the instruction of God and seek to do the right thing will find the creative words of God bringing to pass things in his life. Your salvation and my salvation and me living a good life and you living a good life, living the life of prosperity or not. Those are extras. What God really ultimately wants is my eternal soul to be saved. For if you gain the whole world because you know the right principles to use and exercise it and you are very successful, you can still lose your eternal soul. Because the one thing that is missing is the lordship of God over every area of your life. But you see, an unbeliever can come and read this Bible, take principles from this Bible, apply it, and it will work for him. But for you that didn't listen to the instructions of God, You'll be flashing. And you'll be successful. And you'll be saying things like, oh, well, he's only successful because the devil made him successful. No. He might just be successful because he's applying the Word of God, the principles of the Word of God that are inside of him, that are percolating inside of him. And that's what's making it happen. So you can learn from all kinds of people. But the principal thing is, have the wisdom of God, the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Know that your eternal soul is sanctified unto God. But as far as things go, well, Muslims are very successful. Hindus are very successful. But if you go down and check out the main principal things on why they experience success, it will be right here. Will be right here. Now, having said that, there are exceptions. Because we have the devil who also says, bow down to me and I'll give you everything. So how does that apply in this context? That's where we go next. In verse 14, it says, enter not into the path of the wicked. Don't enter the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of evil men. What kind of people are these? He says, avoid it, pass not by it. These are the instructions of the Lord. You see somebody practicing evil, stay away. Don't hang around and have coffee. Get away. Stay away from evil practitioners. Avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Go away when you see evil going around. Move out of it. Don't embrace it. Why are they practicing evil? Well, because they've sold their soul to the enemy. So we have, I'm talking about experiencing success in God. And I'm saying the principles for us to experience success are already inbuilt in us by the Word of God, which is creative. And when God put that Word in you and in me, it was not based on this person is saved, so I'll put my word in him. This person is not saved, so my word is not going to be in there. No, God put the word inside of us. Every one of us. Did anybody have answered prayers while they were not believers? Or have you all been believers all of your life? You were not a believer and you prayed and God answered you. Guess how? It's because of the word that he put inside of you. When you spoke, whatever it is, boom, there it was. You know why a lot of unbelievers get healed so quickly? And believers are still sitting down there, still sick. Who does that? Who heals other people's children and doesn't do anything for their own children? Who blesses everybody else but you don't bless your own children? Well, if man does that, God doesn't. The reality is, many times that unbeliever hears the word of God and says, that's interesting. Wow, God, if you are that, I receive it. And it's done. Boom. Just like that. But But the believer, on the other hand, many times is so familiar with the Word of God that they don't really believe it. And they get stuck. They get stuck on, I prayed before and it didn't work. So I keep on disappointing myself. No. You keep at it. You keep at it. Say, God, there's something in here. You told me this, but I'm experiencing this. I know it cannot be your fault because you're God and you cannot lie. And that's the principal thing. God, you cannot lie. So therefore, it is not your fault. What is it that I'm missing? I just open my mouth now. Fill my mouth with the wisdom of your word for the manifestation of your divine purpose. I don't know what I need to do, but you know. So help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. And God will do it. But the wicked person has his own agenda. They have their own agenda on what they're going to do. And watch the commitment. He says, for they sleep not. They don't even go to sleep. Except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. So that's, you see that kind of a person? Stay away from that person. Person that just wants to be vengeful, just wants to hurt people, just wants to do the wrong thing. It says, stay away, stay away. Go away from it. Listen to my instruction. Oh, Pastor, maybe I can win them to the Lord. It says, stay away. Let God direct you. Don't depend on your own ability to solve the problem. The Word of God says a lot of things about different things. And as we move on into the next few chapters, he's going to switch off and start talking about things that have to do with immorality. Don't be a big guy, tough guy. Say, well, I can handle it. You can't handle nothing. So the Bible says, flee fornication, run. Well, I can handle it. I'm very disciplined. I'm not going to find out whether I'm disciplined or not disciplined. I'm going to run. That's the instruction, flee. You cannot engage with what is evil, associate with it, and think you're going to come out on the other side properly. For example, and we're going to come to that later on, but for example, if you don't follow the instruction of the Lord and you join yourself with wicked people, now, understand when it says, enter not into the path of the wicked. Enter not into the path of the wicked. That's a very firm instruction. So, the Word of God says that. And you are watching pornography on your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, your whatever. Guess what you've just done? You've entered into their path. And guess what's going to happen? And we're going to go deeper in this in the next few chapters. What's going to happen is that you have joined yourself with that individual that you're watching emotionally, you've become one with that person, and now whatever diseases sickness, failure, if they're involved in occultism, you've just joined yourself with that. Now you've just joined yourself to a curse. And that curse is going to be manifested in your life sooner or later. Because that's what you joined yourself to. You joined yourself to somebody that is busy gambling, and one day you say, well, this guy is gambling. Sometimes he gets some good money there. I need some money. So you go and you try it out. Guess what's going to happen? You might not lose right away. You might just actually win something, because the devil wants you. And then you start losing. And it gives you the mindset that you might just win. And so you keep at it. Instead of walking in faith, believing God to provide for you, you now think it is in pulling the lever. And your life falls apart. And guess what? The people that devise this evil, they don't sleep. They are finding new ways. How many of you have gotten scam calls? It's incredible. And some of these scam calls are not easy to detect. Whether it's in a text message, scam. And they're busy, you know. I got a notification from two people that I know are dead, that they've joined what you call Telegram. So I responded to one, "It's good to see you here," and they continued. Then I fired back. I said, "As far as I know, this person is dead. Do you want to join them?" Scam artists. There are people that I know and they're dead, they're gone, but now they're writing me. From where? Sending me mail. What on earth? That's people that are not sleeping just to scam people. Fraudulent minds. There is always an end to that. You don't want to join yourself with anything that's dubious. And the word of God simply says, don't enter that path. Why is it saying that? It's saying that because once you enter, it is hard to get out. Once you start it, it's hard to get out. It's a slippery slope. No matter how hard you try to fight to get out, you won't get out. So why waste your life trying to get out of something that you shouldn't have entered into in the first place? Stay away. And God's grace, sufficient, will help. So he says, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away, for they sleep not except they have done mischief. They don't sleep until they've accomplished their agenda, and their sleep is taken away. unless they cause some to fall. Why am I not getting somebody to scam? And they keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. He says, for they eat the bread of wickedness. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Remember we talked about earlier that the things that will disrupt the power of wisdom in your life. Number one is poverty. Number two is strife, bitterness, wickedness. Stay away from it. Don't give it a pathway. Because if you do, you live to be sorry. It doesn't pay. It only brings about destruction. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And that's why we must always encourage each other. See your brother going the wrong direction, speak into his life. Not because you want to be judgmental and critical, but because you love that person and say, you know what? This thing that you want to do seems benign right now, but sooner than later, it's going to become malignant. And you're going to find yourself in a big mess. We need to be praying about other things. I remember of the time, I don't know that I'm eating right now, but the Lord spoke to me. He said to me, son, don't eat death into your life. I said, what? Watch what you're eating. Wow, okay. And my smart Alec self said, well, what am I eating that's wrong here? This oil came from vegetable. You know, you start coming up with all these amazing thoughts. Well, vegetable got changed and became this, so it's root of vegetable. No. Can't I just cast out the calories out of it? No, you can't do that. What about if you eat a deadly thing, it will not hurt you? You start coming up with all your wonderful verses, yeah? But the point is, if the Lord says, I'm instructing you not to do this, stop it. He knows why he's telling you. Somebody else might get away with it, but not you. Have you ever seen people that are smoking like chimneys and they live up to 100 and something years old? They're drinking, you know, vodka and everything that you know is not good, and they live such a long life. Don't go and join them. You might not be that fortunate. Don't get started because of other people. Because you don't know what agenda they have with the devil. You just know what God has called you to do and stick with it. Be steadfast in faith. Grow in faith. And the light of God will shine on your life. And we'll end there. But let me just read verse 18. It says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. What an amazing verse. And God is simply saying, don't go the wicked way. Stick with wisdom. And you will not have an occasion to stumble. And guess what? I'm going to keep on brightening your life unto the perfect day. Perfect day. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You are living heaven on earth. Just trust me. Just follow through. And it will be well. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, it's always a joy to share the word of God with you. As I said earlier, next Wednesday, we will not be having Bible study. And once again, the reason is this Sunday evening and Monday, we have special meetings, the Yom Kippur meetings, transforming into His image meetings. You can put that up on the screen so people can see that. That's what we are going to be having on Sunday evening. That means the service starts at 6:30, and Monday evening it'll be 6:30. But then, starting on the 29th, we start another series of meetings from the 29th all the way to the 4th of October, which is themed Power to Abide. And I'm going to be certain to get us out earlier, you can put it that way, on those days, you know, because it's going to be 7 straight days. That's what I'm saying I would like to do. But we have a boss who decides on what's going to happen. But that's what's going to happen. Okay? Power to Abide. So that's starting on the 29th all the way to October the 4th. Every night. So because of those two meetings almost back to back, and we just finished the Rosh Hashanah meetings. When did we finish? On Sunday? Yeah, Sunday evening. Yeah. So that's 2 or 3 days ago. So there's a lot of meetings at this time. So our guys need a break too. And so next Wednesday, we will not be meeting. But we'll see if we can, I don't know if it is possible, if we can play one of the Bible studies online, you know, so you guys can, if you want to watch, you can watch. But in-house, nothing, okay? That's next Wednesday, all right? We'll pick up after that. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving.